Thank you so much, and I want to thank the organizers for putting together this panel. The Global Refugee Forum is an important moment for all of us to review our partnerships and coordination to prevent and respond to the protection concerns faced by children. And I think that Farida and Maria, they have described to the detail how painful the life of the children can be if unprotected, and in a crisis situations like the ones we have. So UNICEF renews its commitment to support the strengthening of national child protection systems to prevent and respond to protection concerns affecting all children, including refugees, from the moment of birth into adulthood. You have very well mentioned half of the refugee population are children, so a refugee crisis is a child crisis. This fact is reflected in UNICEF pledges to support wide-ranging policies and national capacities that relate to the children and youth to strengthen education, child protection, social protection, water and health national systems. UNICEF and UNHCR, we're working together, we are strengthening our collaboration, and we are working towards a partnership agreement, and UNICEF is committed to take more responsibilities in the areas of WASH and child protection and education to ensure that refugee children ensure and successful inclusion in national systems. We cannot afford to have parallel systems. The only inclusion strategy should be through strengthening national capacities to politically, financially, and institutionally include refugee children and their families in host communities. We, as a dual mandate agency that we work in humanitarian and development, are well placed to support the inclusion of refugee children and to support durable solutions, and we commit to work together with all of you partners to bring this forward. Thank you very much. Thank you.